Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from the divine. In our household, we worship the Holy Trinity, Father of all of us, His Son Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. I'm just wrapping up my day, and I've had a lot of podcast sermons. A lot of productive activities in life. It's been a long day. I even got a nap in. I'm trying to take care of my mental health as it's getting closer and closer and closer to the finish line of this 3-year contest that I've been a part of, that the Holy Spirit assigned to me 18 months prior to me finding out there was a contest in the world. And, boy, have I been tested. They've tested me with everything that I've shared to help you through our life mission to become empowered to find happiness from within. The people that are in power right now don't want me to win this contest. They have paid a lot of money to have other people win, but the Lord assigned it to me. And so everything I've shared, they've used against me and targeted me with my own content, torturing me in America, persecuting me as an American citizen, a woman, a vulnerable person, diagnosed, openly shares I have depression, openly shares I was a child that was sexually abused, forced into sex slavery. As young as 3 years old, they've targeted me because many of these nasty people are going straight to hell when they die because they've chosen to harm the children of the world and they've profited off of it. And the Lord has had enough. And these people have a lot of power, and they targeted my bank account and they forced me to move a bunch of times, forced me into homelessness. And the topic, the Lord wants me to speak the truth. The topic is called plasma. I was in a car accident July 8th, 2023. As I record this, it is August 31st, 2023. It's been almost 3 months. Is it 3 months? It's been a long time. It's been many days. Since a car accident that was not my fault. I haven't received any payments. I had to pay a bunch of money in hotel fees because it was the only place available in a rich town when I was on a mission trip. 7 churches were called. None of them helped me in this rich town, including the Catholic Church. I called even a church that had handed me their business card that same morning when I emptied my trash out in the country. They handed me their business card as they offered to help me put my trash from my car to the dump. I called them and no one helped me. People on purpose are blocking me from receiving emergency assistance in America. I even drove to the persecuted organization, the Voice of the Martyrs, that has been known since like the 30s and 40s. They funnel a bunch of money overseas to help persecuted Christians in other countries. Meanwhile, I've been blocked from making money in America for 3 years. I've been targeted. They tried to kill me 14 times since 2018. And in the last couple weeks, I was so desperate because of other people not stepping up and being responsible businesses in America and paying me for a car accident, blocking me from my job, blocking me from making money, blocking me from receiving medical treatment. I was denied medical treatment. They forced me at the doctor's office to pay up front, and I didn't have the money, so I had to reschedule it until my insurance started with my day job August 1st. Then when I told them I hired lawyers, then all of a sudden they remembered to have some dignity. I've been royally disrespected, and I'm a veteran spouse. My husband, top-trained guy. For President Trump, royally disrespected me. And my husband would never tell you the truth. He would never tell you he works for who he works for, because that puts him at a security risk, right? Anybody could torture me for information. They think. That's what he told me. He said, "I can't. You got to understand the level of protection you're under right now, Aaron." I was like, "I get it," when I first met him in 2020. But I've had enough bullshit. 3 years of every single law you can imagine broken. All the laws that all the women sacrificed in order to help us have equal wages. And here I am, not even able to make money in America at all. They've on purpose blocked me from making money in 3 businesses. Yeah. I was only allowed a few $100 in my 3rd business for veterans and first responders. And then they targeted me last year when I provided a free therapy experience for medical providers and had 225,000 on the invite list for free. Maybe more. Just from 3 of my associations I reached out to. They blocked the invites, committed espionage, all kinds of federal crimes. Meanwhile, I haven't received any financial assistance from anybody in the last 3 years of this contest. It's been hell. It's been absolute hell. And I'm like, what is the Lord trying to teach me? Because he assigned it to me and I've been obedient. And I keep getting disrespected in my own nation. I get treated way better from people in other countries, and I'm like days away from just moving out of America. I can't stand what is going on in America. I am a huge multi-trillion-dollar asset, royally disrespected me. I'm in the bloodline of King David, who slayed Goliath. Keep on going down that bloodline. I'm in the bloodline of Jesus Christ, and I've chosen to love people. I've chosen to forgive people. I've chosen to show mercy and grace. And when I told the truth, when I reported things to the FBI, they didn't help me. When I told the truth, reported things to the police, they erased my phone call. Yeah. When I called 911 a week and a half ago because someone was trying to break into my house, when I don't put my address on nothing, then somebody snipped my lights to my car so that I'd get pulled over. Because they knew I had a warrant out for my arrest. Nobody told me I had a warrant out because I was protecting children and reported child abuse and neglect from a parent that owes me over $11,000, my former employer. Meanwhile, I've tried my best to not complain and grumble because that's what my faith system says to do, but it's been very difficult. It's been very difficult being so royally raped in every single angle imaginable and having 18,250 men telling a bunch of people that I'm mentally insane, that I'm crazy, trying on purpose and getting paid a lot of money to ruin my reputation because they paid a lot of money to have other people win this contest. And then they tried to kill the man they sent me to in 2020 for protections and me. When he and I married last year, they were jealous that I made a better decision. I made a better decision to marry someone that respected me as a woman in America. That's my damn legal right. And I had to donate, sell my plasma last week. That's the level of fucking disrespect I've had to deal with. And I'm sorry, Lord. He's working on me not cursing, but I am so fed up with Americans, veterans, first responders getting away with raping women, raping my bank account. And I'm a Christian. I'm in the bloodline of Jesus Christ, and you guys totally effed up real bad. And I grew up in the hood, and I had to donate. I say donate, it's not donating because I sold my plasma. And then I'm talking to my roommate about it. Why do I have a roommate? Because I'm so broke right now because of all the people messing with my money. Forced me into homelessness 3 times in the last 3 years, almost 4. That's the level of disrespect I've been in because of this ridiculous contest. Because people that compete to win, that don't have any morals in their gut, in their spirit, in their soul, that just do what they're told to do from commanding officers and don't have any sort of conscience because they have been totally turned into sociopaths, have broken every single law to try and have me killed, tortured, anything they could get away with. It's a bunch of cheaters. Cheaters never prosper. We're 47 days away from me winning this contest. And the Lord, for whatever reason, wants me to talk about me donating my plasma. So my roommates tell me, oh, no, they got you now. I said, what do you mean they got me? He's like, you know they're doing DNA copying. They're creating people based on genetic identifiers. When you sold your plasma, now they got your social security number on record and your DNA. Why'd they need all that personal information? I was like, well, I can't not do that now. I can't take it back because I already got paid for it. Wasn't worth it. It hurt so bad. It hurt so bad. I have a high pain tolerance, but that needle, they didn't tell me it was way bigger. They tried to. They were all very friendly there. It was a very clean place. I felt like it was very well done. The other place that I was considering going to, I was like, this is sketch. But I know that the team that looks out for me, my night watchers, I know they didn't want me to donate. They blocked me from making phone calls to schedule it multiple times. I walked in and scheduled it because I needed gas money to get to my social worker so I could apply for jobs and get her assistance and get to the DHS place to apply for food stamps again so that I could qualify for another program to get gas money to drive to interviews. Because I'm not getting paid from the car accident from the insurance companies that have made $10 billion in the last 10 months. 12 months, excuse me. Just one of the two insurance companies. They're being cheap. They're being disrespectful to me. And a lot of them are going to lose their licenses. The lawyer that I hired dropped me. No reason. The lady admitted 100% fault. He dropped me because someone reached out to him. He is going to lose his law license. There's a bunch of people that are going to have to start new careers because of the disrespect to me, because I've had enough. And I'm going to report everybody. And I'm going to sue everybody, because the Lord told me not to sue Christians. Nobody that's attacked me is a Christian. Nope, nobody would do this to me if they were Christians. So my husband and I, we're going to have a multi-trillion-dollar lawsuit against American government and against all of these organizations that should have been helping me. Yeah, we made a big mistake. We've got 47 days left. Change my mind. Start fixing the situation for me. Start handling my court date, September 15th, 9 a.m. Otherwise, every single bullshit thing you've done to me is going to be spoken on the record. Public information. Everybody's name's going to be dropped that's been involved. Except for my husband, because I love and I respect him. Start fixing the problems you've caused, Democratic Party. This is the worst president ever. Worst president ever. So many people involved in pedophilia. It's so disgusting. And the harming of children. The Lord reveals your names to me. And he's allowed me to be in this humbling state. Because you guys signed a contract to steal from me. He had to allow it to happen so that I wouldn't be killed. The man that signed the contract did whatever he had to do to keep me alive. Because he was scared out of his mind that this lady offered to pay him to have me killed. That I had just introduced him to, because she tricked me. She was a master manipulator. Wolf in sheep's clothing, PhD in divinity. After I kept turning down this Illuminati group, they continued to try and get me to join their group, so much so they had to lie to me over the course of a year and pretend to be one of us Christian believers. But I knew right away when I started speaking the name of Jesus Christ, and she was getting so upset that she wasn't a true believer. I knew that right away. I could smell that miles away when she started losing her cool and trying to force me to get hospitalized. Lady, what is your agenda? You are not of sound mind. She was encouraging me to drink alcohol, to drink wine. She said, yeah, it'll help with your asthma. No, it actually doesn't. And I knew that it didn't. And I knew I didn't trust her when she told me that. Because I had a real bad attack at a previous job. And I had to go get emergency lung treatment. They had to put some whatever blue liquid thing. It's like, I forget what they call it. And I was stressed out because right around that time, my nephew had attempted to kill himself in front of his younger siblings. And it was a scary time because my job promised me a certain date when I would get my paycheck, and I didn't get it. And I couldn't fly out to check on my nephew. I love my family. Being broke sucks. I will never be broke again. These people on purpose blocked me from making money for 3 years, blocked me on purpose from having social relationships, blocked me on purpose from being able to reach out to my family. I've had to beg people for assistance in America when I'm a veteran spouse. My husband should be paying every single one of our bills. But Obama, fucking loser of a president, changed all the laws when he got in office, demanding that all the people that protect him and all the presidents, they aren't allowed to allocate their retirement where they desire to allocate it. They have to give it to a spouse, but they don't provide any fucking benefits for the spouses in this organization, the defunded Blackwater Group. Yeah, lots of laws are going to be changed when we sign contracts October 17th, 2023. Don't be late, Obama and Michael. Excuse me, Michelle. Stop all the bullshit. If you're going to be a husband and husband, just be truthful with people. The American public and the world are accepting of all kinds of family dynamics, but what we don't like is bullshit lies. Be yourself. Be yourself. There was a woman that was born a woman that was discriminated against so long, they became gay, and then they had a sex change, and they were a man when I worked with them. They stood up for me in the workplace. I don't care what people are born with in their body parts. It's none of our business. That's between them and the Lord. What I do care about is when people are trying to change the sex of children and not allow the children to grow up and become adults, and then they can make that decision. They're trying to force children to be causing confusion in the schools. That's not okay. Kids are designed from the Father. He makes no mistakes on his children. There are a few minor, very minor percentages. I mean, we're talking 0.000, probably 1%, where people have both genitalia that they're born with. Those are the people that get to decide. Let them decide how they want to identify themselves as they, them, there, or as he, she, or as her, whatever. The reason why they have that is because of all the diseases that have been man-made and created, and all of the Monsanto and the GMO and everything that's been allowed into our food. It's changing our DNA as a human race. You're trying to destroy the human race because the enemy loves to cause division and destroy us. And those of you that are worshiping the created instead of the creator are causing the end of humanity. It's all a part of the big plan. Jesus Christ is real. I'm in his bloodline and he's coming back very soon. He hasn't revealed to me when he's coming back. I don't know if it'll be in my lifetime or not, but I do know that we're in the end times. Listen to Joyce Meyer's ministries. Listen to her sermons. She speaks about it, her most recent ones. She speaks about it very specifically. There's been a lot of prophecies that have been confirmed. She has been a minister for 40 plus years. I don't know how much she makes. It's none of my business. But I do know that she has a global ministry where she has offices in multiple countries, teams, large amounts of teams. And I respect her. I like her style. I'm learning from her. I respect a lot of ministers. I respect all faith systems that don't harm children. And don't use it, your faith system to harm people. The Lord is in charge of who lives and who dies. And if the Lord says, we're going to fight in a country, then so be it. If the Lord says we're going to destroy an entire nation because they are harming children, then so be it. But that is not up to us as humans to decide. And there have been too many people that have been deciding through their own paychecks, their own bank accounts, their own money laundering, overseas accounts. He says, what's that, Father? He says, I want you to talk about President Biden's bank account right now. You want me to talk context, Father? He says, yep, tell it all. When I first was coming out of safe housing in early 2021, that the Democratic Party security team had sent me as for protection, to me, told me I was getting protection. But what I believe they really were doing is trying to use me as an informant, because I'm good at building rapport with people. I'm an honest person. I'm good. And they sent me to Trump's top security guy. And that's when the contest started, the Global Mental Health Ambassadorship contest. I entered it. And the man that was protecting me, my hero of 2020, it was an act for him. He didn't tell me that. But it was all an act. He got very controlling and he wanted to lock me in the house without a key. He wanted to stop me completely from focusing on my business and my brand and this mission that the Lord assigned to me. I didn't like that because the Lord assigned it to me and no man is going to tell me what to do. Hell no. If the Lord assigned me something, he's in charge of my life. And this man was scaring me. He was raising his voice. He was yelling a lot. And then he was acting all calm and collected and apologizing and telling me he loved me and he wanted to marry me. And I was like, this guy is acting real loony. He was testing me. They told him to test me in all kinds of situations and scenarios. And both political parties wanted to use me and my gifts because I'm a huge asset to America and they knew it. But he was still testing me. He was getting to know me and he did fall in love with me, I believe. But he hadn't been with a woman, a real good woman, for a long time. I don't think he ever had a good woman. He had a bunch of loser ladies that took advantage of him in his past. And he knew a good woman right away, and he wanted to marry me right away. But he wasn't respecting this calling that the Lord had assigned to me. He wanted me to give it all up and lock me in his house. No, that's not a healthy relationship. So I did my little messaging thing on the computer that my landlord of 2020 had given to me, and that the Democratic Party, I believe, had somehow had access to reading my little 20-page letter thing. And I said, please get me out of here. He's locking me in the house. He's not giving me a key. Help me get out. So then they told him the assignment's over. Let her go. So he kicked me out of the house. So I had to find emergency housing. There was no shelters available. There was nothing. I had to get COVID tested. He said, if you get COVID tested, you're out of this house. I was like, what? It's a requirement to apply for a shelter. It's a part of the system. So I was so confused all over the place. First he was telling me COVID wasn't real, and then it was, and then it was. He was so afraid. Big man of faith. He was so afraid. But no, he was actually testing me is what he was doing. And he wanted me to stay with him, and he was frustrated because he knew he was protecting me, and he knew there was a lot of people that were after me because he signed the contract with them. He wasn't on the dotted line, but he knew all the parameters. He helped coach and advise them to steal from me. And he didn't want me to work on the business because then they would get all my intellectual properties for 3 years. But he didn't tell me that because he wasn't allowed to. That's the truth. That's the absolute truth. So I transitioned back to the state that I was trying to get back to. I was stuck in Georgia during the pandemic. I wasn't trying to move there, but I experienced domestic violence, which forced me to move over there. It was what it was. I made the best of it, and I was coming back to my state that I believe is home for me for now. Maybe the Lord will change that in the future, but for now, I was trying to get back here, and a friend at the time was stationed at the military base, let me sleep on the couch for a couple of nights. I told them I was I was added as a caretaker through the VA, took them to doctor's appointments, and He got me assisted housing and food in exchange. So this former friend of mine, it's not a friend anymore, but this former friend of mine allowed me a couple of days and then offered to pay me a very small amount of money to rehabilitate, take care of the mom, be a caretaker. Their mom was living with her extreme bedridden depression. When we're talking pooping and peeing in the bed, it was elderly abuse is what it was. She was completely burned out. She took care of her mom for 10 years, and her mom was not doing well. And they didn't have the same services available for the elderly than they did at their last duty station in Colorado. They had a bus system that would transport her mom to the library and to different places a couple times a week. So she had access to getting around town. They didn't have any of that in this place, in this area. So she was isolated at the house, and she wasn't allowed to drive the vehicle because she was no longer safe to drive the vehicle. So I started helping out. I started taking her to the library. I started taking her to the grocery store, and her mood was changing. I started rehabilitating her, doing a little fitness program on the treadmill. I mean, we're talking very modified, very slow pace because she was a stroke victim, survivor of a couple of strokes, and was on blood thinner medications, was on weekly checks to check her coagulation levels. And did that for a little while I was applying for jobs to pay my bills, because that was not enough to live off of. And but it was something. It was better than nothing. And it showed me that I could help a real human being, a real friend of mine's mother. She trusted me enough to do that. And that was a high-ranking officer of the military. Smart lady that hired me, paid me. And we did an exchange. I slept on her couch for a few months, and I got hired on at the post office, and I paid her rent. It was much cheaper for me to pay my friend rent to sleep on her couch, although it was terrible on my back, but it was what it was. I was rehabilitating from homelessness, and I was grateful to not have to sleep in my car in the middle of the pandemic, because the wait list, because I don't have children, was 2 years for me as a woman. And one morning, I'm getting ready. It was before work. It was like the Holy Spirit woke me and told me to go to this website. What was the website, Father? I forget what the website was, but in my journal, I noted it. I was like, I don't know what this is. So I wrote it in my journal, and it takes me a while to turn my computer on because of all the high-level security protections I have now, because of getting professionally hacked and people hacked in and tried to kill me. Yeah, finding my location, that's something, yeah. So I got lots of protection. And it takes a few extra minutes to log in, turn the computer on, and do the little password thing and all that jazz, and turn the Wi-Fi on, and I got my steps that I walked through for it. And I went to this website that I had no idea what it was. What's that, Father? You want me to write that down? Okay, he says ccrbe.org. I'm going to write that down. I don't know what that is. I don't think that's the website. ccrbe.org. I don't know what that is, but I'll check that out in a second. And I'll check it out now. Okay. I'm going to check it out now on my device. And it's wanting me to do an install. We'll do the overnight install. The website that was revealed to me, I just had written it in my journal, and then I turned the laptop on. Something told me to open up my computer, and so I was like, okay. Because sometimes I get these messages from the Holy Spirit, and He reveals things to me, and it's so cool. I never know when He's going to do it. And says this site can't be reached. CCRBE. I don't know. It's saying it can't be reached. CCRB, the New York Civilian Complaint Review Board. Let's just CCRB. CCRBE. Huh. I don't know. Anyways, but the website that was given to me, I opened it up and it was Biden's. It was a website to reach out to President Biden directly. It looked like it was an official government website. And I was like, what is this? And it looked like it was a nonprofit website, but it had an American flag in the background and it looked very patriotic. And I was like, what is this, Lord? And he says, scroll to the bottom. So I scrolled to the bottom and there was a way you could actually email the president directly on this website. You could also donate to it. And I was like, wow. So I had just launched our nonprofit ministries, Aaron Nickel Ministries for veterans and first responders, because I was grateful that they protected me, that the presidential security team provided me protection. So I was like, holy moly, thank you so much. And I was doing concerts for free for them, for all of them. I was bringing entertainers together. I had a previous Super Bowl performer, Emmy-nominated TV producer. I had an NFL player as a keynote speaker. Music professors hosted their own stuff, like all these TV shows started sending me their top finalists, you know, from The Voice, America's Got Talent, universities, like Ivy League universities were sending me their talent, top military leaders were sending me connections to send the invite to, head of Harvard Psychology Department was one of them. I mean, like, so many people stepped up to help our veterans and first responders, and I was just blown away. I wasn't receiving a lot of donations, but I was doing it as a service. I was being obedient to the Lord above all lords, and I was good. I am good at being resourceful. My mom taught me that, and we were doing it through Zoom, and so people could watch and be entertained, and they could also connect with each other on there. They could send private messages to one another if they wanted to connect with people privately, or they could, you know, encourage through the group chat the entertainers and whatnot. And so I invited President Biden and his wife to our concerts. I don't know if the invite got blocked. Hold on, the Lord's given me a message. He says, I want you to speak this out loud right now. That website was a funneling website for people to pay Biden directly to abduct children in America. No. He says, yes, that is true. That is why they were terrified that you emailed them through the website, because they thought for sure, for certain, that someone gave me intel. That's why they were attacking me. They're so threatened by me, because the Lord is on my side. And I shared that with my hero of 2020 when we reunited. Towards the end of the year, he reached out to me, I think in October, late October, early November. I was seeing a guy and he just wasn't treating me right. And somehow we got on the conversation of him, and he told me not to talk about him. And I didn't say his name, but I was having a hard time not telling the truth of what happened to me. And I was standing up for him, and this guy was denying it. He was denying that the presidential team could have protected me. He was like, no way, who are you? You're a nobody. He was being so disrespectful to me. So what does he do? My hero calls me. I think one of his buddies was like, you need to call her, this guy's being rude to her. So he called me, and I was so glad he called. He's like, you are? I thought you'd be mad at me. I was like, why would I be mad at you? And he's like, you called the cops on me the last time I seen you. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. I said, well, you were being really mean to me when I left. And you wanted me to marry you. And you were all over the place with your emotions. He's like, I know, I know. I'm sorry. I forgive you for calling the cops. I was like, oh, I forgive you too. And we reconnected, and I invited him to be at our last concerts in December. I said, please, you have to be there. You're the reason why I launched this concert series at all. The Lord told me to do it because of you. You're my hero. And so he was like, I'll see what I can do. I'll see if I could get permission. I said, you can turn the camera off and you can change your login name so that you can watch it. No one will know that you're there. And I said, please invite all the presidents. He was like, are you sure you want all of them there? I was like, yeah, and their wives. I was like, I want to bring unity to America. That was my intention. That's always been my intention, because I choose to be as close to Jesus Christ as possible. He loves it when we are peacekeepers. He loves it when we have unity in the world. But you can't have unity with satanic worshipers that are abducting and harming children. That's where we put our foot in the sand and say, hell no, Joe. So either you are for abducting children and profiting off of them, or you are not. But you can't have both. And you can't persecute Christians in America for protecting children, because you are breaking federal laws. And there will be an uproar in every single family in America, regardless of their faith system. I bring the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. When I donated plasma this last week, it was such a humiliating experience. They were all fun there. They were all nice. But I knew how valuable I am. I know how valuable I am. But I am a responsible citizen, and I'm trying to pay my bills. And I've had 14 death attempts towards me. I know they're trying to financially isolate me so they could just kill me and steal all of my intellectual properties. But they're not going to win. They're not going to do it. And so I continue telling the truth to everybody that'll be willing to listen. And people get scared when they hear the truth from me. But I'm like, guess what? If I don't tell you and I disappear, then nobody knows where I'm at. Because they forced me into isolation because of this ridiculous contest for 3 years. They forced me into technological isolation by hacking in and blocking me from receiving people's phone calls, text messages, or sending people messages as if they were me, telling people all kinds of things. Probably sending messages to my former boss, getting me arrested on false charges in America as a Christian minister. And this lady, she knows better, because she invited me to church. But she's full of demonic spirits, and she's focused on her own vanity instead of taking care of her responsibilities of being a parent. So I go to court, and all the news media outlets will be there. This lady, master manipulator, conned O.J. Simpson to give her free pro bono lawyer advice. And he's not going to put his information on any of the court documents. I told her, I texted her, I said, no way is the Lord going to allow you to win a case against your ex when you are lying about having O.J. Simpson's lawyer. That is deceitful. I told her nothing but the truth. I got nothing to hide. So if I get arrested for telling a person that is abusing and neglecting her children that she's in the wrong, go ahead and arrest me. But guess what? All the people in jail and prison, they're going to hear the story. And then there's going to be an uproar in the jails and prisons once they get released. You don't think there's going to be retaliation against this lady? You got to think things through. I don't tell people what to do. If people choose to retaliate because they're protecting children, I don't think any first responder would be upset about that. They got too much going on right now with all the riots, all the random shootings. There was a hostage situation the day before, or the day after I got, someone came, tried to break into my house, and it was involving children. And the officer that came to my house was called to that case, and I was like, holy crap, that's scary. They got a lot going on. So how I'm helping our first responders right now is praying for them, offering prayers, and I pass out my little business card. I paid money because the Holy Spirit told me to do it, and I'm obedient. And I'm trusting that He's going to cover my finances and my bills, because He's always provided for me. I've had to beg for assistance. I've had to reach out for emergency money from my mother when my husband should be paying all of my bills. That is our faith system, and they've royally disrespected and raped my family. Big big mistakes, but my husband and I are willing to forgive. Any more disrespect of Trump, any more lies told of me and my husband is just going to add more and more money that you're going to be donating to Aaron Nicole Ministries. My husband has traced everything. His buddies have traced everything that has happened in my tech over the last 3 years. And they are waiting for the appointed time to release the truth. So if that meeting doesn't take place October 17th, there will be an uproar. If any of the people that I have said that the Lord told me would be in that room do not show up, there will be an uproar. We're not going to reschedule this meeting. No one's going to disrespect my time like that and my husband's time. You paid a lot of money to have us killed last year. Biggest mistake you could have ever made. He chose to walk away from that lifestyle. He asked to retire. And you tried to kill us after you sent me to him for protections. Worst president ever. But I'm going to look you in your face, and I'm going to tell you I'm going to forgive you. Because I have. That's what the Lord allows us to do. He allows us to show mercy, if we choose it, to show grace and mercy to others that don't deserve it. Because He gives us grace. He gives us new mercies every single day. And I've made a lot of mistakes in my past, but I've never harmed children on purpose. I'm a protector of children. I'm a survivor of childhood sexual abuse. And you on purpose targeted me because I represent the truth of what your dark business does to those children. We're going to remove you. Completely out of office. And your behaviors, your choices to harm the children of the world. What's that, Father? He says, say this out loud about President Biden. You have had 13 slaves since you took your position in politics. He says, I know all the names of those boys. And there was two girls. You got bored for a little while and you tried the ladies. Wow, that's sick. Absolutely sick. And the level of disrespect to your wife. A fellow educator like myself. She's had to put up with a lot of bullshit. In that meeting, you're going to apologize to your wife in front of my face. I want to see you and hear you say, I'm sorry. It's up to her if she's going to choose to forgive you. Nobody's going to be disrespecting women moving forward in America. Not on my watch. If you have a position of power and you're a man, it's your job to demonstrate respect to your wife, to respect the sanctity of marriage. Anything else, Father? What's that? He says, I want you to speak about how Jesus' blood flows through your veins. So it's true. His blood flows through my veins. I'm a descendant of Jesus Christ. Anything else, Father? He says, I want you to talk about all of the miracles that He performed on earth. I have those same powers flowing through me. All of the miracles that He performed on the earth, healing the sick, giving vision to the blind, helping the lame man walk, healing the lepers, the woman that was bleeding for 12 years, that grabbed his cloak in the middle of the crowd. He healed her. I have those same powers flowing through me. Mind reading. He's given me it all because I've chosen to love him. Because I've had so much pain that I've gone through, endured, and I've chosen love. It is the most powerful force in the world. And he reveals the disgusting truth of all these nasty people to me, because he has to reveal the truth to somebody who's going to do something about it. And I married the most fierce, feared man in all the world. And you guys tried to kill us last year. Big mistake. Big. Terrible mistake on your part. You underestimated me, a lady from the hood. And my husband, who I know, you all know his background, because he works for you. And you can't say nothing about it. Checkmate. Anything else, Father? You want me to say that? He says, I am his Bonnie and Clyde. Roll a die. Anything else, Father? This episode was all about plasma. Definitely took a turn. I go with the flow. This is my stress relief. Because all the ridiculousness I've had to go through, and all my good spies listen in, and they make sure that I'm not sharing anything I'm not supposed to share, to, you know, leak government secrets. I know they all love it. I imagine they're all giggling in the background listening before I release this to you guys, because they have to approve it before I'm allowed to release it. And I love the accountability. I love my night watchers. I'm so grateful for them. I pray for them and their families every night, just about. If I'm too tired, please forgive me. I'm trying my best to keep a sound mind from all these ridiculous humans that are just, waste of space. But it is what it is. That's why the Lord gives us free will, because he doesn't force any of us to love him. That's not love. Love is your choice every day. So if you desire to have a personal relationship with the Father that I know, and be able to communicate with him night or day, in good times and bad times and all the in-between, you can do that. You can have that. It's free. He gives it. He gives it to us. You can't earn it. You can't buy it. But you do need to speak these words out loud and live a life accordingly, right? So repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I can't buy this. I can't earn it through doing good things, but you give it to me. So, Father, I ask you to come into my heart. I ask you to reveal to me when I make mistakes. Convict me and show me a better way to live. Father, I thank you and I praise you. In your heavenly name, I pray. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, you want to get plugged in to a Bible-based church, your next step is to not only get plugged in, but if you can get plugged into weekly small groups and get plugged into real humans that you can interact with and can pray for you and you can pray for them. Anything else, Father? Okay, he says, yes, please pray for my family and pray for my husband right now. He's in a very difficult season. He tried to retire, and they wouldn't let him. And as you can see, Trump's facing over 1,000 years of prison charges on false allegations. So he's needed to help get him freed. And I'm trusting that he's handling business. I'm handling business on my end. I'm staying focused on positive things. I'm trying my best, but I've had zero contact with my husband 47 days from now will be a year and a half. Zero contact. That's like way worse than any veteran spouse. I'm pretty sure that's 100% way worse. Unless their husband or wife is a POW. And they didn't even know if they were alive or dead. Then that's pretty bad. But it's been real sucky. First he told me he wanted a divorce because he thought I betrayed our trust because somebody else had loose lips. I got in trouble from my husband because somebody else told lies that I told them so I wouldn't be homeless for 2 years. Yeah. And these losers that are running our nation believed the lies that I told because they didn't think that I would be trained to shift how I operate after getting the best training in the world from Trump's team. Hello. Like, of course I'm not going to be the same. You don't forget when you get off-grid training. Over $200 million worth of value for free. They recognized me as an asset right away. They could have said no. But they chose to protect me. And I didn't ever disrespect anybody. I didn't disrespect my husband. I didn't disrespect nobody. But a bunch of men tried to use me and my former friend as informants. It ain't nothing new. They use us women all the time. They ain't using me no more. No, I'm using you all because you are all going to listen to me because the Lord put me in charge of the world, 1.56 billion people. Show up to that meeting October 17th. Don't be late. And make sure my mother gets a nice dress mailed to her. And I would like a nice dress as well, but I have a lot of outfits that I could choose from myself. My husband loves how I look no matter what I wear. And he even loves it when I don't wear my makeup. But we'll see. I'll ask the Lord what he desires for me for this meeting because we're going to post a photo. Big social media post after this meeting. I can't wait. We're all going to sign exclusive contracts. Oh, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. Anything else, Father? He says, don't give your plasma away. Why do you say that, Father? He says, they are copying DNA. So, well, I told them that I have the blood of King David. So if they copy my DNA, now you know. That's the only way they could have done it. One time, it was a bad experience at the end because I almost passed out. It was scary. I was in the middle of talking a full sentence to this lady. She was super kind to me. Like, they are all great nurses. Like, no complaints on the professionalism there at all. But I didn't eat enough. I didn't drink enough water before I went. It was vague instructions. They said a big meal. Well, I've been high-level stress for 3 years. I'm tapped out. I'm not remembering to bring my food with me. And I don't have a lot of gas money, so I had a tuna packet. And I had water. That was all I had. And I was trying to get money so I could pay for my gas. That's the level of humiliation I've had to endure. But I know that there's people that are in way worse situations than me, so I try not to complain, but I have to give you the authentic reality of my situation, of what they've forced me into, disrespecting me and my gifts. And stealing from me. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit murder. They've broken every commandment. Thou shalt not covet. You're not supposed to covet what's not yours. You've coveted me. You've coveted my things. And then you've stolen them. The ones that you really liked. And you've stolen my associations without my permissions. Thou shalt honor thy father and mother. Many of you aren't honoring your fathers and mothers. If you told them the truth of what you're doing in private, many of your family members would disown you. And that's what the Lord told me about the lady that had conned her way onto my team, fake minister. He said that she will be an example to all Hollywood musicians to not mess with a veteran spouse ever again. That her husband would choose to disassociate from her. And her son as well. The spiritual realm already revealed that to me. that her son said, I'm not going to cry for her being dead because she's done this to a lot of women. She got what was coming to her. The Lord told me not to cry for these people that sold their souls to the devil. So I'm learning to be tougher because I'm the global mental health ambassador for 1.56 billion people, and a majority of those people, I believe, are men. So in order for me to have that respect, I can't show emotions because men don't respect that. That's what my husband told me. I need to be tough. So I'm working on that while also trying to still maintain my femininity as a woman. And I like to be feminine. I like to be a lady, classy, all those things that my mother raised me how to be, right? And societal norms. So it is what it is. I'm going to be myself. That's all I can be. And that's what I encourage you to do as well. All right. Love you guys so much. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.